The issue arises because the Federal Aviation Administration is under mandate from Congress to allow the unmanned aircraft to use airspace now reserved for planes with pilots by 2015. The immediate need is to find six sites across the country to run tests, and Arizona lawmakers want one of them to be here. Representative Tom Farese said this could result in thousands of jobs.
On the other hand, you have significant threats to our privacy, and I take them very seriously. We're talking about the potential to be searched without a warrant. We're talking about law enforcement having a drone and having a camera in that drone and being able to see into your backyard.
His legislation would require police to have a search warrant signed by a judge before they could spy on anyone this way. But Representative Bob Thorpe said the potential for misuse for the new technology goes far beyond law enforcement.
I actually feel that I have a greater threat from somebody running down to Fry's Electronics and buying a $300 video helicopter and flying around my house. I feel more threatened by that than Peeping Tom or something, than having a Big Brother, you know, flying overhead.
At the moment, though, Farese's bill addresses only limiting law enforcement uses of the drones. That, however, is not the case with a proposal by Representative Jeff Dial. Aside from restrictions on police, his measure would make it illegal for any individual to use a drone, quote, to monitor other persons inside their homes or places of worship or within the closed confines of their property. The debate is taking place even as the State House is getting ready to vote for a resolution urging Arizona to have its congressional delegation work with others to pursue the effort to become one of those six test sites. Thorpe said he wants privacy protected.
But at the same time, to ensure that Arizona stays solvent, stays growing, that we have jobs and prosperity here, we need to do everything in our power to encourage companies to relocate here and bring jobs that will improve the future for Arizona.
But Representative Kelly Townsend warned colleagues against letting their desire for economic development overwhelm the constitutional rights of Arizonans.
I know we're desperate for jobs in our economy, but I would caution that as our underlying motivation for doing something that would, in the future, compromise our civil liberties for the sake of money.
House Majority Leader David Gowen suggested his colleagues were being overly worrisome. He said anyone afraid of being spied on from the sky is ignoring existing technology.
We have flights up there that are manned that could do the same thing. So that's already occurring. What we're talking about is looking to the future here and presenting something forth where we can actually save lives maybe in the future where we have unmanned aircraft go into battle instead of manned aircraft.
While Farese is pushing the privacy bill, he also is the sponsor of the resolution to try to lure the test site to Arizona. He said legislators need to consider all angles and think about the impacts of the drones before they're actually flying over the state.
Part of our job in protecting folks is to look into these things very, very carefully. And so I take it seriously. I think we need to make sure that we strike the right balance.
Both measures are set to be debated today. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.